from the 2020 Beltwide Cotton Conference in Austin, Texas. I'm Stephen Orr, joined today by Dr. Kenny Melton, West Region Agronomic Manager for BASF, Fibromax in Stoneville. Kenny, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate you taking time to visit with me.
Kenny, we're here and have the Beltwide and have announced your releases for 20. You did that earlier at your APT summit. We were fortunate enough to be there. Fibromax with one variety coming out, just one release for 2020. But we have some from 2019 that came along a little later as well. Talk about some of the new varieties and maybe some suggestions for producers as we look towards the 2020 planting season and what we need to be doing.
Sure. So the so what we did release was Fibromax 2202 GL, and that we really won't have any of that available for sale because we wanted to make sure that we have good production of that, and we're going to have to put that back into production to get a good amount of seed to sell in 2021. But we are still introducing it this year, so you'll see it a lot more widely in a lot more trials. We'll be putting it in third-party trials as well, so everybody will have a really good look at it after this. That's going to fit into an area that's very similar to a current variety that we already had, and that's Fibromax 2322 GL. And that would go, into the probably a little ways north of Plainview and then down all through the rest of the southern high plains and over into eastern New Mexico, where they still have to have a refuge, that for a non-BT refuge over there. So it will be a really good variety because it has that verticillium wilt tolerance, but it out yields Fibromax 2322 and it has better emergence than Fibromax 2322. So we're looking forward to being able to offer that variety. But you mentioned that we had some late introductions to the last year that we brought in I believe it was in April whenever we actually got those and launched them. And one of those we were able to sell just a little bit of, but the other two we went completely back into production. And those are ExtendFlex varieties. They're Stoneville ExtendFlex varieties, and one of them, Stoneville 4480 B3XF. This is an early maturing variety that would have a good fit in the far northern high plains and northern high plains. And that's because of its earliness, that's probably going to be the main focus for that, other than if a grower has a situation where they're shorter season, maybe they're having to replant, or maybe it was a dry land situation and they didn't get a planting rain until really late, and they wanted to go in with that. So that'll be a good option for us there. Then we had we also have two others, Fibromax 4990 B3XF. That one, its main area for us probably in the west and southwest is going to be over in the rolling plains. That seems like its best fit for us over there, and then into south and east Texas as well. Probably not that much of a fit on the high plains. We got to test it a little bit this year, but we didn't get to test it everywhere we wanted, so we'll see more on that. And then the other one, Stoneville 5610 B3XF, that's also a very long maturing variety, and we'll be looking at that in some areas. It did pretty well in some trials in the rolling plains. And I think it's a long season, indeterminate type thing, it could take advantage of some rains. We've got some other materials that work well in that area also. We launched in 2019, we launched two Stoneville B2XFs, and those have done well. We have a Stoneville 5600 B2XF, which has great root knot nematode tolerance and resistance, actually. And so it is one that has done well in the rolling plains and the southern high plains. And then Stoneville 5707 B2XF, which is more of a dry land and limited irrigation. That's specifically where we're focusing that, is dry land and limited irrigation. Does great. It's got great early season vigor. It's a large seed, so you're in a dry land, limited irrigation situation, you want to take advantage of whatever rainfall you've had, whatever moisture you've had. You don't want to, you know, you may not be able to replant. You can't crank up the pivot or turn on the drip system and go back around. So, you know, you want to be able to take advantage of that. So 5707 is going to be one that is going to, it's a strong emerger. So we're really happy to have that in our portfolio as well. So we've got a nice mix of these new varieties, these Extend Flex varieties. But I also want to come back to some of our own technology, and that is the GLTP. We launched last year FiberMax 2398 GLTP, and it really, really had a good year. That is a GLTP. If they're not familiar with that, that is it's Glytol Liberty Link and Twin Link Plus. So that's got the third gene in there for worm control. That's really good for avoiding the development of resistance out there in the bollworm population. We're currently not in too much of an issue with that in the high plains, but you get off into the rolling plains and they see that more. And so I think that'll be an important thing for those guys to have, and it did really well in the rolling plains also. So we're excited. We're going to have a really good quantity of that available for sale next year. And then the other one is FiberMax 1621 GL. We launched that in 19 also. We weren't able to have any of that available for sale because of production, but this year we will have a good amount of that available for sale, and it had another great year in our trials. And so we've had a lot of guys that are in the northern areas that have really been after that variety and really excited about it. And so we're going to have that available now, and we got 2 years of data that in larger plot and trials that show that does really well. Of course, we've got small plot data that goes back a ways, but as far as on-farm, large production stuff, we've got 2 years, and that has really, really done well for us. So we're really excited about those.
Kenny, had the opportunity at the beginning of this week to attend your Agronomic Performance Trial Summit and hear some of the presentations that were made and talks that were made there. When you look at your APT program 2019, challenging year. I mean, producers had a hard time, but that means you have a hard time too when you're trying to get those trials put in and things like that. When you look back at your year in trials, what's the overall picture, and what were you think some of the things you learned?
I think that one of the things that we were able to glean out of that is you find out which varieties kind of stand out in terms of our vigor, our early season vigor, and now some things, it was just too much, right? We lost a lot of trials, especially in that far northern high plains area. Those guys, that was a really tough situation up there north of Amarillo. And we had about 14 trials, 13, 14 trials planted up there. Lost 11 of them. So it was a tough situation to have lost that many. But, you do get that information about, how to, when you get into those areas where it was tough, but you didn't lose the trial, you get to see which of those varieties had the best vigor, and, which ones are coming on and doing well. And then you also get to see, how they progress through the season. And then we wound up with a short season on top of that. And so you get to see, that it really gives us a good picture of that maturity. Maturity is probably one of the most, if not the most, difficult things to characterize with a variety. It really is, because cotton being an indeterminate plant, with corn, you go X number of days, you're good. The ears mature and you're done. With cotton, you've got so many confounding factors, and with its indeterminate, if it happened to shed fruit because of some bad weather events, if you had an insect infestation, any number of things can alter the maturity of that plant. And so what we just have to do is we have to, when we have all those varieties out there in the same environment, then we have to look at that and see how they perform relative to each other in that environment. sometimes the environments impact the varieties differently as you go from one area to the other, and so it makes the classification of maturities really difficult. But you know, we can get we can certainly get the broad categories, but it's the refining that you really want to do. And this type of thing, actually, as painful as it is for everyone, it does help us, because we get to see, okay, this variety did well, but guess what? It low-miked because it wasn't mature at that point in time. And so we get to look at that micronaire, and we got into it, there was a lot of people that got into the issue of high-mike this year. It was such a bizarre thing that you would go from, across the high plains, you could go from high-mike to low-mike, and normally we have one or the other, right? But this year, because of the some of the weather situations, it was like that. So it really helps us to refine things down and understand, where these varieties fit and which one best goes where.
Well, Kenny, as we wrap up, if somebody wants to find information, get a better idea of what your offerings are, what your portfolio is, who do they need to contact? What's the best ways for them to find those folks?
So they can certainly, their seed dealer will have have the information for the seed advisors for BASF or the agronomist. They can also go to our website at fibermax.com, and you'll be able to find the agronomist on there, have their phone numbers on there, and be able to contact them. And we'll be glad to sit down and visit with someone and talk to them about their production situation and help them find the variety that best fits their operation.
Dr. Melton, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes today, and hopefully we can get together in March right before we start putting seed in the ground and talk about where we are for the year.
That sounds great. Let's pray for rain.
And that's Dr. Kenny Melton. He is West Region Agronomic Manager for BASF, Fibermax, and Stoneville. I'm Stephen Orr. This is the Agribusiness Report.